guys. It's Rick. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Fine.
Good to hear all your voices tonight. I want to get right into it because I know we all got family stuff going on, and I would prefer not to have done a call tonight, but then again, I would prefer to have people come deliver money to my doorstep, and since it doesn't work that way, this is the next easiest thing. So we're going to do a call tonight, and we got a lot going on right now. We'll kind of get right into it. A couple quick notes. I don't know how many of you guys have been on the Pathfinders.biz website over this weekend, but a lot of people ask me a lot of questions about the process, and we have a simplified process up. If you go look at the business tools page, I don't know how many of you guys are sitting in front of a computer right now, but if anybody is, pop it on there and tell me what you think. Instead of just ABC preview and sponsoring.
Well, I noticed that you got some graphics on there.
Well, you know, it always led me to explain to people. We'll put it this way. If you're brand new in the business and you have no clue what an ABC is, it's tough to know that's where you're supposed to begin. Does that make sense, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what I did was, instead of having it be, I was sending an email. One of my people I haven't talked to in a really long time, because they have trouble getting out, is calling me saying, wow, this is awesome, I can prospect from home. And they said, well, send me the Evite just like you would a prospect. And I sent them the first Evite, put step one, and then the second one, the ABC, put step two, and the third one, I put step three. And this person went out and talked to like 10 people. So instead of trying to teach when to do what, how about if we had the unbelievably bold idea of actually calling step one just step one? What do you guys think? Well, you know, it may seem like a small thing, but the people that have seen this so far seem to really be getting a lot out of that. So we're going to have a simplified process. I'll be teaching this for the first time live down here in Austin. We'll be recording our material to catch up with it. But the bottom line, making contact is now step one. In the past, we've always thought that the ABC was step one. But have you guys ever noticed that it's tough to get an ABC unless you make contact?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So really, step one isn't an ABC. And I had that aha because we're using these tools. And then, you know, step three being the preview. And then if you guys notice that page, we have sponsoring broken down into two parts. One is they get the business kit. That means they're sponsored as a consultant. They're sponsored as a business partner once they've seen the ignition or the business launch video and the sponsorship guide. So this will match better with your process flowcharts. I think it's a much more intuitive process. If you notice, the arrows for step one are small. Contact, ABC is a little bit bigger, and that preview is a lot bigger. So it also tells you visually that there's more information in each particular step. So I think that's going to be a lot easier to follow. And now the Evite, if you guys go down to the Evite e-tools, what you'll notice is instead of just having them kind of all on the page, now they're broken down into step one, step two, and step three. So if you're wondering what Evite to send, if somebody has seen step two ABC Evite, anybody want to take a wild guess what's next?
Step three?
Yeah, that's it. So this will really get people not, now instead of people saying, what do I do, what do I send, I'm going to put tools under one of those three categories. Sponsoring is easy. We have the Business Launch DVD, that's it. There's nothing else there. And I've got a really happy surprise for you guys that we'll be able to have that in an electronic format very soon, too. How would you guys feel to sponsor somebody and have an instant training sent to them within 30 seconds of them signing up?
That would be fabulous.
You guys give me 10 days and it'll be done. So that's what I'm working on right now. I also just got some big new kung fu powers from Nikon. I talked to Doug Braun on Wednesday, and I've got some new magical powers that they're going to be showing you guys down the road. They're going to give us some really neat things, too. I'm going to be giving a preview of that down here in Austin, the September 12th and 13th, how it works, to the leaders that come down in the Saturday afternoon meeting. It's kind of a behind-the-scenes look. Basically, guys, we have some really cool stuff up and coming, great stuff up and coming. For those of you that don't remember, the 12th and the 13th, we're going to be doing the mother of all events down here, not size-wise, but just content-wise. This probably, right
more
now,
more, the 12th is, and 13th, it sounds like it's becoming more and more important.
Hey, Rhonda.
This is what's going to be covered.
I think that's Rhonda.
It is.
Yeah, anyway, the bottom line is that right now is probably, since we began Pathfinders, the most important time since we've ever been in because of the repositioning of everything, the capabilities that we have. I've never been more excited. Volume this month, guys, is up since we've implemented this stuff. Volume is up, let me see, I'm looking at it right now, 57% in 30 days.
Ooh, wow. That's on.
Which is huge. So there's going to be some neat things going on. The impact of this is great. Also, also what I'm seeing are the sheer numbers of people being contacted are through the roof. Do you guys feel like your job's a little bit easier now?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So let's do this, just to kind of refresh everybody. Step one is your contact piece. We're going to get into the numbers in just a second for people listening. And what contact is this. I'm not saying, do you want to do NECAN? If I meet you at a grocery store, if you're on my cold list, my warm list, whatever. For example, yesterday my wife and I met a lady walking with her baby. She's a nurse. And she lives two doors down from us, maybe three doors down. And we just got talking, and she said, what do you guys do? We said, we work from home. And then she says, what do you do? I said, well, we work for the biggest wellness company in the world, and it's part major business, part major corporation, part home business. And basically, we work residually, and we teach other people to do the same. She said, I would love to do that. How do you find out about it? I said, give me your email address, and I'm going to send you something that will tell you who we are and what we're all about. If that looks like the kind of organization that might interest you, let me know. I didn't ask her to look and make a decision. I didn't ask her to look at hardcore facts. I sent her the NECAN story video because that video tells her who we are and what we're all about. And I don't know about you guys, but if someone sees who we are and what we're all about and they are not attracted to it, how many of you guys think that she's going to love getting into the comp plan? You follow what I'm saying? So the bottom line is it's real simple. I send it. It's a litmus test. If she likes it, we go forward. If she doesn't like it, great. If she likes it, I'm going to run into the ABC, which we're going to focus on tonight, which I will zap her one of those step two e-bites, or I will meet with her live, go see the ABC guide. I may give her the first look DVD, the 10-minute one. I would prefer to get something that's faster that I can get right in her hands, but I'm either going to do a live ABC, a 1 o'clock call with Cowboy, the ABC live. I'm going to do a first look DVD, or I'm going to zap her the step two e-bite, which is the 10-minute wellness business overview. And I'm going to say, take a look at that if you like it. Then we're going to do what we're going to talk about tonight. You've got three choices. We've got a preview where you can meet people and see products. Anytime you mention a live preview, the value added is meet people, see products, and you can get to know kind of the feeling of what we're all about. Or you can dial in Wednesday night or Monday night on Dennis's and watch the preview, or I can swing by and drop you off a DVD. Those are your three choices. That's how the preview flows. Simple as that. If after step two or step one she says, what are your products? I'm going to say, give me just a minute. I'm going to go into the e-bite, send her a 10-minute product overview flash presentation, or I'm going to send her the general information, which is your home a healthy home DVD online. I'm working on right now with some guys that are working with NECAN from 2010 Productions on making a flash presentation that's actually in-depth into each product, saying benefits and everything else. That's going to be coming a little bit more down the road. But for now, we have those two choices. If someone comes back to me and says, gee, you know, is network marketing a real way to work? I'm going to give them the Invisible Profit System CD. I'll just drop ship it to them. If they ask me how the business works, I will send them in and have them watch the Dennis webinar online. If they say, you know, this is really interesting, how do I learn more about the technology? I'll say, well, if you want to learn a ton and really what we're all about, go watch that Future of Medicine with Dr. John Jackson. In other words, I'm not going to sit there and talk to people. I'm going to execute these steps. When I talk, I'm going to spend time building relationships, telling people how great NECAN, i.e. benefits, features and benefits. I love what I do. I work from home. Here's the tool. And then I'm going to answer specific questions about the tool or about the next step that's going to start. I'm not going to tell them everything that's in the ABC and then give the ABC. I'm not going to tell them. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying, what this has done is this has allowed us not to some of us that are newer, we can't always tell if somebody's really interested or not interested. So we might spend our time, you know, if they're not interested, we're going to know that at step one and not at step three when we've spent time, you know, prospecting them, because it's all straightforward and it's 1, 2, 3, and you'll know that they're not interested at the beginning. I think that's the difference. It allows us to focus on the people that we want to reach and not waste our time on the people that don't hear the message.
You're absolutely right.
I think that's what it really does.
You're very right. I'll tell you something else, just a little tip. If you guys are talking to somebody and you feel like you're giving more to them than they're giving back to you, meaning if in your mind you've got that excited heartbeat up and you're telling them information and you're thinking, gee, if I just say one more thing, they're in. Has anybody ever been in front of a prospect and thought, if I can just come up with one more fact, they're in?
I've done it.
Or how many people here have ever said, okay, I'm going to send you a DVD, you can watch it, and then once they said, sure, that sounds great, you keep talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once someone has said they'll watch something, what do you do?
Shut up.
Yeah, I think in Spanish it's callate.
Yeah.
Okay? And I mean that sincerely. When someone says they'll do something, don't talk about what they're going to do. Just say, you know, I'm so excited you're going to take a peek at this. I'd love to work with it. This is going to be great. Or, you know, I hope you enjoy it. Or tell me what you think. Don't keep going, and did I mention we have clean, fresh water? All right? Just relax there, Lash LaRue. All right? Don't be a pistolier when you're talking to people. Just kind of relax about it. But the bottom line is, when you're talking to people other than building relationships, or if people come to your house, you do a preview, and you do the thing for 30 minutes, and then you're around the table. Well, we went down to Dora's down in Corpus, and we were doing the preview. You know, I was watching Aurora. They're talking to lots of people around the table. That's the talking you want to do, rolling bags and mag boys and mag steps, and here's the water in that live environment. Spend all the time you need talking about the product and building value. At the same time, after the preview, don't stand in front of them and try to talk them into it.
Right.
Have the confidence that what they've seen is enough, and if they don't like it, you know, if someone doesn't like something, it's okay. All right? So
right.
Use these tools. Do you guys find that this step one, step two, and step three is going to be a more effective way for you guys to teach prospects? Is this helpful to you guys, or did I hit the mark?
Absolutely.
With this?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right on. And so from now on, when we get new products, they're all going to go under one of those steps. Or I'm sorry, new products, new tools. They'll all be categorized. And the other page, too, the business tools page, all of the products now are broken down underneath the step one, step two, and step three. And I did not call sponsoring a step because that's not prospecting anymore. That's sponsoring. And I want you guys to understand that when they've got to that point, it's a different thing. A sign-up, you've got a sponsor. A sponsorship meeting, you've got a business partner. And the two things are very different. So having said that, Jackie Jennings, Royal Diamond Carter, are you there?
I am here, and I am ready to hear these people, so we need to quit talking.
Yep, why don't you run through the numbers on the wonderful second team this evening, and then you go ahead and do the ABC results, and then we'll get into the preview stuff, and we'll go with that. So Diamonds and Beyond are on deck.
Yeah, they're on deck, and Diamonds Forever team will be first. But before we get to that, because I've been thinking about this ever since the Olympics started and I watched Michael Phelps, I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with y'all. And you're all on this call, and I'm saying this before people give their results. And I'm doing this for a reason so nobody will think that what I'm going to say is directed at any particular person. Because whether it's Rick or Steve or I or somebody else talking, we're always learning. We're always talking about all of us because all of us have to do exactly the same thing to be successful. It's not just limited to new people. To continue to have our businesses successful, we have to prospect too, and we have to get new people in and so on and so forth. And as I was watching and reading about Michael Phelps, I kept thinking, here's a kid who was picked on all his life because he was different and he had ADD. And he could have not done anything and said, oh, poor me. And his mom could have done the same thing. So when we have these life crises that, compared to ADD, are probably very small, we need to remember that because we all deal with an enemy called average, and nobody that's average gets to Royal Ambassador or Royal Diamond, and we can't. We're all on this call because we're coachable and because we have the will to win and we want to medal in this race to become whatever it is we've set our goal to be, and we can. So just remember that, you know, you're here, and once you've graduated to silver, if you're not silver already and beyond, you're passing the torch to everybody that you meet in Niken, and that's our whole goal. So if we want a medal, we have to keep fighting all the way to the finish. And that's what you're all here, and you know, we've all gone through the closing ceremonies, and when you graduate from this, that's what we'll be doing too. So I'm really anxious to hear your numbers tonight, and just keep on doing what you're doing. So let's start with Diamonds Forever, also known as Team 2. And I'm just going to start with the Heckendorf, Robin and Daryl from Cedar Park. If you just tell us your process tracking results, and then Team 2 will do that. We've got two other couples after Robin and Daryl, and then we'll move right into the ABC. And as you get ready to think about the ABC, remember each person that's on the call, all 9, 10 of you, and a few of you are couples, you're going to individually explain how you did an ABC this week, and you're going to talk about what you did for the contact, how you met the person, and then what tool you use for the ABC. So to stay on track time-wise, just go through those numbers. Just go through that information, boom, 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 boom. And that way, if we'll have time at the end, if somebody has questions, we can go for the questions, too. Does that sound okay with everybody?
Yeah,
cool. All right. Robin and Daryl, let's step up to the plate.
Okay. Daryl and Robin. When we had our Monday night pre-call, we decided to come up with a little motivational thing here, too. So here
cool.
goes. Okay, I enjoy that. And we
awesome.
Are diamonds forever, not diamonds. So anyway, a little team camaraderie there.
There you go.
Okay, our numbers here. We set the goal of 10. We had actual 7 contacts and 2 ABCs and 1 product preview using the DVD. And then we sponsored 1.
Awesome.
Right on.
Good job. Okay.
Thank you.
Robert and Aurora Robles from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Hi, everybody. By the way, today is a good day for family. It's my husband's and my anniversary.
Happy right. anniversary. Awesome.
So anyway, but we also had 10 for our goal. We actually did 8 with 2 ABCs. And a preview, and we didn't sponsor anybody this week. We did sponsor someone the Saturday before, which was a real good sponsorship for us. And as far as our preview, it was basically we did, I basically did a product preview with them, going over the products and things like that with my preview. I guess we're going to go over what we actually did on an ABC later, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yep, good job. Just because you mentioned something you didn't sponsor them this time, this is not directed at you, but just a comment. Sometimes when you do ABCs, you may not sponsor them that same week. So
yeah,
they may show up later. So just keep that option out there.
Yeah, I know. Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Brewster and Kathy Ellis from Belton, Missouri.
Hey there, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We have 14 as our goal. We had 13 actual. We had 2 ABCs and no preview or sponsor.
All right. Okay, let's move on to the ABCs, and we're going to move down. Good job, everybody. Thanks for sharing your information. You've got some great foundations laid there. Let's start with Darren Sliva. I got it.
Yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska. I've been calling you wrong name for so long. Okay,
well,
let's start with you, mister.
Glad you got it right. for the ABC, what I used and stuff, the Discover It.
Let's start with how you met him.
Just talking to him in the store.
Okay, good.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm not afraid to talk to anybody, so I generally talk to everybody. Just kind of getting a feel for him and stuff, and... you know, some of these lines and they're long. You can get to know people pretty well. That was one place where I met some folks. The other place I met some folks was...
Okay, we just want to stay on one person specifically.
One person.
Yep, just one. What you did with the person, how you met them, what you did for the contact. So you were in a grocery line.
I'm actually going to use the person that I talked to at the dealership.
Perfect.
That was probably the best.
All right.
Going.
Let's do that.
Okay.
You met him at a dealership, and what did you do for contact?
Hi, hello. They were sitting and waiting for their vehicle to get done. I was waiting for mine to get done. And I noticed that they had a lot of stuff in front of them, like busy work stuff. And so I got to talk to them, and I was like, well, what do you do for a living? And it turns out that they're an interior designer. They own their own company. Unfortunately, very, very busy. And... I asked them how long they've been doing it. They've been doing it for about 15 years. And I asked them if they've ever thought about doing anything different. And she really hasn't, but the one thing that she kept saying is that she wished she had more time. And so I asked her, I said, well, if I could show you how you can have more time and still enjoy things, would you be able to take a look at something? And she said, did was that I gave her the Discover Libet.
Okay.
And she was to take a look at that. I have not been able to, you know, get back in touch with her, which I know it wouldn't be until Tuesday, this coming Tuesday.
Okay. Well, that's good.
With holiday weekend and stuff.
And that's okay, because our process tonight is just to say how you got and what you did, okay?
Yep.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Good job. Okay, Stephen Amber King from Waco, Texas. These are all the people I'm talking to now are part of the Magnuts team, so I'm going to go through that whole team, and then we're going to go back up to Diamonds and Beyond, and then we're going to go back to Diamonds Forever.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. I'm going to use a guy that I talked to at work a couple weeks ago in the initial contact. He's had a cousin that was in a separate network marketing business, and he's seen her success, and so he kind of has an idea that, you know, of how it works and all that, and I could I talk to him about the products, the technology we have to offer. He seemed interested in it, and I invited him to the Thursday night preview. Well, he didn't show up, and so this week I asked him, you know, are you still interested in that? He said, oh, yeah, I am. And, you know, I was busy with, I think he said, his girl, he's coaching the T-ball, his girl's T-ball team. He said, I totally forgot about that, but can you send me something? I said, sure, you know, give me your email address and I'll send you, you know, a business overview. The step one, as Rick was alluding to earlier.
Good.
And so that's how my ABC went.
Oh, good. And you're scheduled to talk to him again then, right?
Yes. I'm going to get in contact with him when I go back to work Tuesday.
Awesome. Great job. Good job.
Hey, Steve, by the way, congratulations on a new senior this month, too, man. You got a new senior coming out of the book, don't you?
Thank you. Yes, I do.
You bet, buddy.
Well, that must be from one of those contact sheets you talked about last time, huh?
Yes. Actually, this was from a contact 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Good. Great.
Well, and we got her in there.
Good.
She went the full money, too, the whole... The pro pack. So that's
excellent. Yeah, she got the big builder pack.
Good.
So.
Okay, Paul Osborne and Janice Graham from Marcellus, Michigan, listed on the website as Kalamazoo, but they're close.
We claim it.
You claim it. We claim you.
Yeah, I was going into work as one of the day shift girls was leaving, and she noticed the advertisement on the back of my vehicle, and she asked me what it was about, and I said, well, I'm a wellness consultant. We teach people how to get healthy. And she said, well, I've got asthma and I've got migraines and headache. And I said, well, I gave her the First Look by Greg Berzeski. And I said, have a look at this and see what you think. And when I went back in Friday, she goes, I don't think I can do the business, but I'll probably use some of the products. And she's interested in the necklace and the air system.
Good. And you never know where that will lead. So some people who start out being a product user end up building the business. So just keep her informed.
Yep, will do.
Get her signed up as a member. That's great. Good job. Okay, last but not least, as part of the Magnuts team, the Barfields, Charles and Sherry from Page, Texas.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
Our ABC was one of Charles' friends. He came out to the ranch and was talking to Charles about he wasn't real happy with his job and he wasn't real happy with his health. So Charles told him he thought he had something he might be interested in and gave him the Negan story, A Giant Awakens, and sent him home with that. And that was last week. Then Monday I was down that way. I spent the night at the ranch, so we had the guy come over, and he hadn't watched the video yet. So we gave him an ABC, kind of the 5A1 thing, and you know, a little bit about what the business was, in business for 32 years, you know, and all that stuff. And about an hour had gone by, and we were just chit-chatting, and I was tired. And so finally I said, well, what do you think? You want to do the business, or do you want to use the products, or do you want to do both? And he's like, well, I think I may want to do both, but I'm not ready to sign up until next Monday. And I'm like, well, okay. He said he wanted to look at more at the products to know what to order. So I got up and got him a catalog and started walking towards the door, and he went home. And then he called Charles a couple of days later and said he thought maybe he wanted to go to one of the previews in Austin. And that's a pretty big deal, because that's like 120 miles.
Oh, that is big,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so he's telling us he's going to be there Tuesday.
Awesome.
Are you coming to the kickoff for the new Groovy down here?
Yep.
Wonderful.
That's what he says.
Awesome. I was debating whether or not to move Bath Day up, and I'm going to for sure now.
Well, and you know, that's great when you know somebody's serious when they're willing to drive, especially that far, to come and see something. So that's great. Great job.
Well done up there too, Jackie. Sherry and Charles went bronze their first month in the business here. They could have probably hit silver, and I'm sure they're going to hit this month. So congratulations, guys, on being well over 10,000 in volume.
Great. Good job. That's superior. Okay, well, let's move up to Diamonds and Beyond, and let's start with Rhonda Schultz from Naperville, Illinois.
Hi, guys. It's been a really great week, really busy week. The one guy that I'm going to talk about, I've actually known for quite a while. He's been a client of mine in massage for a while. He was coming in for a bad back, and I ended up leaving where I worked, and we lost touch. And I hadn't talked to him in a while, so with a lot of these new tools that have come out with Pathfinders, I got really excited, so I started going back and calling people I hadn't talked to in a while. And ended up talking to him, and, you know, his back is still bothering him. He ended up buying a Sleep Number bed. And so we got into that whole discussion about, oh, you know, come on, Lester, why did you do that instead of giving me a call? And just kind of kidding him back and forth and stuff. And he's like, you know what? He said, I've got the bed that I'm interested in that pad. And I said, okay, well, you know, shoot me. I was driving at the time, and I said, shoot me an email. And what I'll do is I want to send you a quick five-minute overview on who and what we are, just so that you're comfortable with, you know, what we're doing. And I shot him the Nikon story. And I ended up talking to him again, and he said he really liked that. Now he's interested in coming to a preview.
Right. That was hard. We drive all the way across town like the hurricane just press play, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. So I'm really loving these new tools. It's just exciting the whole process for me.
Yeah, the difference in the way we can do business now and what we were doing a couple of years ago is dramatically different. So those of you who are on this call on the live side, and those of you who are listening that can identify, I mean, if you didn't do the business the way we used to, you used to have to drive across town to see people all the time or further. So you don't have the opportunity to know the difference, but oh my gosh, it's so much easier. So good job, Rhonda. Okay,
can I just mention one thing? I want to blow a horn for one of my new seniors, Kerry Chesney. He's on fire and he's ready to get going. And I wanted to say thank you for doing that three-way call, Rick.
Right on. Have you guys noticed pretty much everybody back to back is talking about volume and sign up? How awesome is this guy?
Yeah, he is. He's really very cool.
In Fuego?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was kind of, I don't know if I should share this or not, but I'm going to because I'm making myself accountable. And I shared this with Donna, too. One of the things we covered at the Rhythm was the story of Reed Nelson, where his first month he did 200 contacts. And I went through a pretty intense situation this past week, and it was kind of a wake-up call. So I've made a commitment to a few people, telling them that that's my goal for this next month.
Good. Great.
Awesome.
Okay, Rhonda, good job, and congratulations on your new senior. Let's go to Laura Rothwell from Kalamazoo.
Evening. I want to talk about a gal that came into my massage office, and she has a bad back. She works for a college and drives the lawnmower over a lot of bumps, and so we had some time to talk, and she was pretty chatty. So I asked her, you know, like, how she was sleeping, what she was sleeping on, and they're thinking of a Sleep Number bed. And I said, well, I've got some information on a bed that you might want to look at all your options and not just focus in on one kind of a bed. And she said that would be a good idea since they're not sleeping well. So I gave her also a first look DVD, and she's not really interested in the business, but she's interested in the products.
Awesome. And again, you never know where that's going to go. So good job. Keep up the good work. Okay, last but not least on Diamonds and Beyond is Paula Levee from Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My contact this week was
a friend of mine that lives in Corpus that is out. She's currently in between jobs and very unhappy, and she hasn't had much luck. So she was coming up here to Austin for the long weekend. So I said, great, we were going to meet for lunch. I was bringing my laptop, had it all planned out. And then the hurricane decided that it might go that way, and they waited to see which way it was going to go, about whether they had to board their house up, you know, and nail everything down. So I said, well, Julie, I'll just send you what I was going to show you in an email. And she's like, I'm really interested, so I'll do that tonight when I should be up in Austin. I'll just have time to do that because we're just going to be kind of waiting. And I said, okay. And she said, well, what do we do next? And I said, well, first you watch the video. And I wouldn't let her take me on to other things until she had, you know, until she had looked at it. And I told her some of the stuff. But she's now looking at the video tonight and said she'd call me tomorrow.
Good job. And that was very good, not letting her take you, because that's good. That's very good. Not taking you where you don't want to go.
Yeah, I wanted her to be curious, and I didn't want to give all everything away.
Yep, that's
good. I wanted to spark the interest, so.
That's exactly right. Good job. Okay,
thank you.
Next, Diamonds Forever team are up to bat again, and let's start reverse. We'll start with the people that were last time first, Brewster and Kathy Ellis from Belton, Missouri.
Want to know how we met, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, not how you met Kathy. We want to know how you met your prospect.
I heard a friend of mine who is in distributor called and told me he was sitting on the board of a company that had to give away some money for autism. I made a phone call to a development director who put me in touch with a guy who runs a training academy who needed a development director and had a board member who had a kid that was interested in sleeping better. The kid shows up in my office 2 weeks ago and says, hi, I'm Jack, and you have something for me to sleep on. And tore my office to shreds. Went home and slept for 10 hours a couple nights in a row, which he had never done in his 5 years on this planet. So the new development director gets a hold of Kathy, and Kathy goes to visit with her, and she says, I got a child who's got some real issues. Give me what I need to know, and let's follow up with it next week.
Great. Wow. Awesome. That's a whole series of things. Can you share what tool you used? Do you use the product, or?
What'd you give her, Kat?
I gave her a wellness home brochure, since that's what we talked about, and also some testimonials from the We Can Living Well magazine on autism.
Awesome. Good job. And for those that are listening, what you've seen an example of with a lot of people is that they're fitting whatever gets the attention of what the person that they've contacted has said is of interest to them so that they can show where it fits. So that's exactly what you're doing, and you're doing a great job. Okay, next is Aurora Robles from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Hi, I'm going to give you what I did with someone that I signed up in about 5 days' time from the time I started talking to him, and they signed up to be a senior. And that contact was basically when I was talking to her, she mentioned that she had stiffness in her legs, you know, and tightness in her knees. And I told her, I said, well, I've been using the product. It's just fantastic. For me, it's working really great. And she said, really? And I didn't tell her what it was. And she said, well, what are you doing? And I said, I told her what I was using. She was interested. And I said, she said, I'm interested. And I said, well, would you give me some more information? And then she said, where can I get it? And I said, well, you can get it only from a company called Nika. And then I told her a little bit about it. And she said, I'll send you some stuff. I said, let me send you some stuff via email, and we'll talk some more. So what I did is I sent her the link to the NECAN Austinent, the Adopt an I Do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent her I also told her to look at the Pathfinders, where I sent her to about the NECAN story, the five-minute video NECAN story that Rick's put up. So that was the first thing that I did with her. When I came back, she said she was very interested. She wanted to try some Austinents, and so I sent it, you know, we ordered some. I mean, I happened to have just gotten some. So I said, okay, you know. So then what I did with her, I sent her, you know, if we were talking and talking about it, I invited her to a preview, but she couldn't go to the preview. Then I found out her parents were diabetics, where her mother was on dialysis and father only has one kidney that's working. So I went ahead and sent her in 1 minute the e-bike on the neuropathy, and I told her, well, you know, that same, go down, you'll see the information about neuropathy. I sent her an email, you know, this is where you can go, you know, just click on it and you'll be able to see the 1 minute video. Well, she was very interested by this time, and she's telling me now, you know, she's really, and at that time I told her, I said, well, if you're interested in getting this and that, you know, you might want to be interested in getting a business pack. She wasn't interested in the business part. She was interested in the products. And I had also given her, in the meantime, I bought her a CD from on the Yaw Student and the testimonies on diabetics, and then on, I think it was diabetics 2, I can't remember which one it is, but it's the one on diabetes. And so I gave her that to listen to, and she listened to it like right away. She was just listening like every day. She wanted more information, and I was just giving what she was asking me for. And so then I basically sent her I think the last thing I gave her on that Friday was the beautiful compensation.
Well, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm. I gave her that, and I also told her, if you really want to look at something very interesting, go look at Dr. John Jackson's, which is right underneath the neuropathy, the 1 minute neuropathy video. And so I think she looked at everything, because by that Friday, that Saturday, I called her and I told her, and I realized, you know, if you want to get in, it's a good deal with the business, you know, the business pass right now. You don't have to sign, you don't have to pay for a sign-up fee. You get a free traveler, da 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 da. You know, if you're interested, let me know. And I kind of thought, well, I thought we had till Sunday, and come to find out, it was Saturday. So Saturday, I had to call her and say, you know, hey, at 10:00 in the morning, I'm calling her and saying, if you want that deal, we need to get it by today. Well, I'm surprised. She calls me and says, yes, I want it. And then she's asking me, well, what about the bed? You know, she wanted to get the king size mattress instead of the, because I had actually that Friday on my way out of town messed with her. I said, you know what? I have a sleep system. Do you want to try it? She said, sure. And I wanted to do a rollout on her, but we just couldn't because of her time. We couldn't do it. But I said, look, here's the mattress pad. I told her how to use it. Go to bed. You know, she tried it one night. Her husband tried it the next, and they were in love. I mean, they were just totally in love. So I have never slept so good. And so she wants to get a queen size, and she was very interested in the water. So we signed her up. I signed her up on Saturday. It's only, I tell her, oh, you know, you can also do this as a business. I'm still taking that in there. She said, no, I'll just take credit. You know, anybody who signs up, I'll just, you know, you can have everything. Well, I talked to her last night. She called me last night, and this Friday I saw her as I was going out, and I said, hey, you know, there's going to be a wellness preview on the 12th and then some training on the 13th. If you're interested, you know, I don't know if you're still interested on the business side of it. She never really was. I just mentioned it. She called me Friday and said, my husband and I are both interested. When is it? Where is it? Give me some information. So, you know, for all of you who are saying that they just want it for the business, for the product, they realize how, because the other thing I loaned her, because she was so excited, she said, when am I getting my water? I want my water. I said, look, I have an extra aquaphor. I'll let you borrow it to you. It comes in. Her father, her parents are diabetics. Her father does not like water. I said, well, why doesn't your father like water? He doesn't like the way it tastes. Well, she called me Friday. That's what she called me Friday. She called me Thursday, and I take that back. She wants to know the kind of plastic she needs to buy because she needs to get water because her father will not let her take the aquaphor to her house. He's in love with the water. Yeah. So, I think our power just went out. Yep, it did. Sorry. Anyway, but I let her borrow. She said, my father is drinking the water. He loves it. My mother loves it, and I'm taking some of it home. So needless to say, for all of those out there that are saying, now that I'm interested in the business, they will be interested in the business because they see the potential. So I'm really excited because they want to go to Austin. So
awesome. That's great. Well, congratulations on that, and you're absolutely right. And just another little plug before we get to Robin and Daryl is plug meaning you just never know what's going to happen. It could be a week. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. It could be 5 years. But sometimes people that just start out with one little teeny tiny product end up being huge business builders. So don't ever give up on anybody. Just keep them in the loop information-wise. And Niken does a good job with that, too. So last but not least, and then we're on to the training portion about previews for the night, is Robin and Daryl, Diamonds Forever Music creators, Eckendorf.
Hello. I had called a former business associate of mine, and I wanted to find out how he was doing in his business. So we met for coffee, and I let him tell me everything that he had to tell me. And then I actually had the ABC presentation guide with me, and I started talking about it and going over those pages, kind of briefly, though. And then it ended up that I gave him the preview DVD the business preview that was done in San Antonio, and he has that now, and he's going to get back to me within a week or so.
Awesome. Well, you all did a great job. You got a great running start, and, you know, the convention's around the corner, and hopefully we'll all be talking to each other there, and you'll be telling more stories, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Rick, now, and you can talk to them all about previews.
Hey, by the way, guys, all of you on the P2 Live team, I just sent you guys a toy, something I've got from Nikken. It should be in your inbox in a little while. If it should happen to show up, tell me what you guys think while you're on here. Basically, when you were talking about the sleep, Rhonda, this tool that I have that I'm going to be making available to everybody here, basically, if you were somebody, I just gave an example of Piewater. Basically, I have access to the Nikken video library. I sent a custom invitation for you guys saying, hey, check this out, with a picture of the water system and a six-minute video clip on the water. Pretty soon here, we're going to have every product video broken down where if someone says they want something, you guys could just send them an individual video snippet. I'm going to have that capability for you in the short term, and Nikken's going to have it for you in the long term. So does that sound cool to you guys if you could customize and send e-cards
awesome.
To people?
That's great. That sounds really cool because what I did...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say what I did was what we talked about with the links that you have on Pathfinders.biz. I sent them to that one page where it listed all the different products, all the different fact sheets.
Yes.
And I told them what to click on there. So I think that was a little more cumbersome and not as good as what you're talking about now. So it was great.
Just so you guys know what we're going to do. We'll not only have the videos available in a kind of an e-card thing. I'm always going to have available on a page too, because sometimes links don't work.
Right.
So we'll have the email links in Evite, and then we'll always have the page as a backup to where you can tell people to go. But
really cool.
Does anybody have that yet?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, it's awesome. It plays automatically. It's great.
Awesome. What do you think, Richard? Do you have it?
Yeah, I've got it.
Does that look good to you, too?
Yeah.
Rick, awesome. That'll be cool for the consultants that think they have to know a whole lot before they can start talking to people, because that'll be a good way to get to know a whole lot in a short period of time.
Right, that's exactly right.
If it wasn't for Jackie, I wouldn't know anything.
I'm zipping my lip on that one.
That's right, but see, that's a tool we're going to have. It's called Rock Logic, and they're going to be showing it to you guys at convention. You guys will have the whole tool in about 6 months. But a lot of people will never like to create that sort of stuff. So what I'm going to do between now and then and even after that, instead of you guys having to go out and create cards every time, I'm just going to create a ton of them for every product. And then you guys can just go to pathfinders.biz and click them and send them out.
Yay. Oh, I like that.
You're making it so easy for us to be successful, Rick. I can't
stand like I told you, you've all heard the saying, if you ever want to have a great life, find the world's richest lazy man, and that's who you want to be. You guys have got me. Hey, listen, here's what I'm going to do, because I don't have time to get into this topic now. The mid-quarter goal check, we're going to do that, but we're going to do it in a quick environment. I'm going to move previews to next week, sponsoring to the week after. I'll combine that with a mid-quarter goal check, because I want to do previews justice. I'm also going to have a few more tools available over the next week that we can put up for you guys. So do you guys mind if we do previews next week and sponsoring the next week? Does anybody here have a problem with that, or are you guys cool with that?
That's fine.
Basically, I mean, I can give you the Reader's Digest version. If somebody's seen step through, what do they get? If somebody has seen step two, what do they get next?
Preview, step three.
Yeah, it's easy. And just a couple things. We'll go more in depth on it next week. You know, and a preview is very, very important. If I was you guys around the country right now, wherever you are listening to this, I would make sure that once a week, at least, you have a preview night that is sacrosanct, that never moves, it never changes. I don't care if it's 35 minutes. You can use the Nikken slides if you like them. You can use the Giant Awaken slides if you like them. It doesn't matter to me. But it should be a business career night at least once a week. And the reason I tell you that is because if you keep it consistent, you're not only having the ability, let's say somebody can't come out. Well, we'll put it this way. With all of these e-tools that we have, you guys realize we can educate you on every aspect of the business. The only thing we can't do is have you touch stuff and meet people. You guys see how the preview just became much more important?
Yeah.
And also, guys, the preview has a place now. You know, before, if we were driving to meet you at Starbucks, we had to set up a meeting to have the meeting. Now, you're going to be saying, okay, I heard Aurora saying she watched the future of medicine, all this sort of stuff. And by the way, let me say this. As I'm looking down this list, and I don't want to forget anybody that did anything, you all are doing a great job. So don't make me feel if I don't mention your name that you're not doing a great job. You are. But just FYI, when I'm just scrolling, just things off the top of my head, I mean, for crying out loud, we got Charles and Sherry doing just unbelievable volume, sponsoring people. Stephen Amber just put in a new senior. Robert and Aurora. Aurora, you put in seniors back-to-back, which is unbelievable. Robin and Daryl just sponsored their first business builder. Paula just put in her wellness home this week. Rhonda, you just sponsored a new senior. Do you guys realize the amount of activity coming off this call alone? And by the way, that doesn't, there are other things going on too. Some of you guys had great volume on the call or doing unbelievable things, but this is a team of doers. And that's so cool to see the amount you guys are generating. It's unbelievable. And I know that we're going to generate at least 4 to 6 silvers off this call in the next 2 months, which is going to be huge. But what I was saying a second ago, and I just realized as I was looking down the page, is there's so many things, you know, when you guys have that preview once a week and you leave it on this particular night, okay, what you're able to do is not only do you have the recruiting opportunity every week, but with the new e-tools, you know, you're going to have people saying, you know, basically, I've seen this, I've seen that. I can teach you about the company, the history, the comp plan, how the business works, everything online. You guys should have people positioned now where they're saying, geez, I really want to, 2 things, see the stuff, meet the people. And then part 3, no matter how good our e-tools are, you guys all realize there's nothing better than face-to-face.
Yes. That's
right. You can't beat it. So that weekly meeting has a bigger role now and a different role and, frankly, a more effective role. Really, the role it's always been designed in. I would have it every week. I would have it be a career presentation every week. Last maybe take 30 minutes, 45 if you're in a home in particular. And then spend as much time, I don't care if you're there for 5 hours talking about the product, but I always present the business every preview I do because it sends the message to the people there, too, that this is our career night. And that may seem like a subtle thing, but it'll be a mindset built into your group. So, you know, if there's fewer people there, maybe you do a quicker 25-minute business presentation, and then maybe you're going to spend the hour or 45 minutes or whatever, the lion's share on the product, but it's important you at least run through it. Another tool you guys can do, we'll talk about it next week, is if you guys want to dial in, one of the things we're going to be doing on September the 13th, that afternoon from noon to 4, in addition to going through all of these tools, you guys can tell me how you want to schedule ad hoc previews where I can come in if you need the help on WebEx, or I can teach you how to use it for your team. We're going to be doing basic trainings and setting up the time. In other words, we'll not only have the business launch DVD, but we're going to do it live where your new people can ask questions on the WebEx. We'll be right in your living room. We're going to have calls on how to use all of this stuff. Well, you know, if you guys want to do a national preview, you know, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, whatever, I don't care what time, I'll do it and provide you guys the 30-minute infrastructure. You guys could have 6, 10, 12, 20 houses. Turn a web camera on backwards. I could see you. You could see me. But even more importantly, you could all see each other. How would you feel, Aurora, to be down in Corpus looking at Jackie's room full up in Michigan, looking at Chicago, looking at Kansas City, looking at all these people around? Can you guys imagine the power of your people seeing 500 people on a computer screen?
Great.
We have the ability to do that now, and you could say, okay, if just throwing Paula out there, you know, if let's say Brewster and Kathy had someone up there that is dealing with MS, you could say, hey, Paula the V, you're down there in Austin. Paula can come to the computer. We can pop her up on the screen. Could you please tell us how this has affected your life? Can you guys imagine the power of having that kind of crosstalk on a preview?
Yes.
That's what's coming. The other thing, what I'm looking for long-term in our rhythm of the business, because Nikon's going to be opening it up, and if they don't, we're going to open it up because we're going to put them where we want them, when we want them, and use them how we want them because I want to grow really fast. Just a little news flash. I'm not on this call to teach you guys how to build Nikon. I'm here to teach you how to build it to the top. You guys understand the difference?
Yes.
You know, they told us in Special Forces School, we're not here to teach you how to fight, we're here to teach you how to win. And there's a big difference in the two. If you want
to learn how to, can I borrow that?
You can absolutely borrow it. They're not teaching me how to fight anybody, they're teaching me how to win every time. I'm not here to play, I'm here to win. And I mean this sincerely, I'm not here to teach you guys on Sunday night how to play, I'm here to teach you how to win. And we're going to put events where we want them, when we want them. And what I'm looking long term, I think this would be really cool. Since we're not going to get into our topic tonight, how would you guys like to have the Rhythm DVD played off one central location where you guys can feed it in and you can run your event? Maybe we'll piggyback for a couple of hours, and then you guys, whether it's 1,000 people or whether it's 20 people in the living room, we could have 200 events connected across the country on one WebEx.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Think if you could plug your computer video screen in, and then you put your projector up on the wall, and somebody in a central location station runs the main program, meaning the DVD and the announcements. And then let's say, I'm sorry to keep picking up Brewster and Kathy, but I know they're up in Missouri. Let's say, or Kansas, are you guys in Kansas or Missouri?
Missouri.
I'm sorry?
Missouri.
Okay, that's right. I knew you guys were right there kind of on the border. But, you know, if you guys are having an event, you know, we can come up there and say, hey, let's go to Brewster and Kathy. They just went platinum. Let's have you guys do the presentation of how you went platinum. You know, then let's go up to Michigan and hear from Paul and Jan, your new golds. Let's go down here and let's hear Paula, let's hear Aurora. See, we could have the presentation broken down where different people in different cities are doing 10 or 15-minute segments. You're responsible for a portion of it. And then you will actually be at a live event with your team, but you'll be broadcasting your team all around the world.
That'll be incredibly cool.
You see how much that'll be cool, guys? We'll call it Silver Saturday, where everybody fills their rooms, fills their hotel rooms, fills arenas. We'll see if you can pack the most people in, and it'll be on camera everywhere. So instead of just an event in Michigan, you're an event on planet Earth. And that's the stuff we can do now. We're going to be talking about that on September the 13th. We're going to cover so much. I'm telling you guys, this is the single greatest quantum leap that we have had in Pathfinder since we began. This is a complete new redefinition of the program. We will build this lightning fast. We're already up 57% in 1 month just from the stuff we're doing and other things going on. This is a new day. We are over. Critical mass is going to happen now. I'm telling you guys, the tipping point is here. And I'm,
you know what? I feel it. Everybody's going to feel it.
It is. And I hope you guys realize how profound these new tools are going to be in your business. Because you can truly, I mean, you could make, Big D, you're a master at meeting people, man. You are a machine. You've always been. Remember you used to come to the call complete plus 30?
What's that?
Remember you used to come to the call complete plus 30?
Yes, sir.
Think if you would have had 30 people watching the Nikan story when you were doing that, where you would be right now.
I'd be having a lot of fun.
Yeah, see, this is the point. If we can take what your energy and harness it, and then part two, it takes a long time to follow up with 30 people. Now we can efficiently distribute information, have people coming to events when it makes sense and it's a giant value added. Now the events do what we can't in an e-environment, as opposed to an event having to do everything. But, of course, we still have them there for the people that, you know, aren't e-friendly. The e-stuff we have is very simple to use. I know there's a lot of different platforms. I got Bruce and Kathy had some issues with running some of the things. There are so many different variations when you're talking about computers. The best you can hope for is to get 80% of the people able to use it 80% of the time. If you're having a lot of problems, anybody here with the e-bikes, go to Kinko's, rent a computer for 30 minutes, email them to yourself. It works at every Kinko's I've been to. But once they're in your email outbox, all you have to do is just click them and forward them. So if you're having trouble, go set them up at a Kinko's environment, and then once they're in your email, they're good to go. And sometimes, this is the last thing I'm going to say on that, just because the video doesn't work on your computer, let's say you click the picture and it doesn't come up, that doesn't mean it's not going to work on your people's computer. You guys see what I'm saying? If it's in your email and the hyperlink is inside the picture, whether it comes up on your screen or not, it doesn't matter. Your prospect can probably view it because it's a link that doesn't live on your computer. All of those links and all of the e-bytes I sent you guys, they don't live on your computer. They're all links to other servers. So the reason they're not playing on your computer is because either your flash player either isn't compatible or it's not the newest version, or you've got a security software feature that's blocking it, or any one of 4 trillion things. There's just no way to code so it works for everything. So what you have to do is monkey with it a bit and find a way you can get it to work. But like I said, I do know if you go to Kinko's, you can get yourself set up at least with the base e-bytes and put them in a folder, and then you can just, you know, point and click them out in the short term while you get your PCs up and running. Is that helpful to anybody that's having problems with this?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Is anybody here? Go ahead.
Helpful.
Before we go, I had a kind of a realization when I was doing, and that I wanted to share. When I was planning my week, and I was planning how many people I could do. When I first started this, the first week, I looked at my calendar, and I was like, okay, I could probably fit in 5 because I've got to do this Tuesday night, and I've got to do this Thursday night, and I have to do this. I don't have a choice. And the second week, I went and I said, okay, my goal is silver by convention, so what do I have to do? So how many do I have to do, and where am I going to fit them into my calendar rather than how many can I do? During a week, it's like, where am I going to fit the amount that I have to do? And that was huge for me. I don't know if it makes sense, but
sure. You were saying instead of seeing my limits and then hoping I can reach a goal, I set a goal and decided to hit it.
Well, and the other thing she did too is she didn't let her schedule inhibit what she knows she needs to do to accomplish her goal. She made sure she fit it in regardless of what was already in place.
People that work until they're 80 see things as they are. People that retire in 3 years see things as they want them to be.
Right. Well, and the thing is that sometimes when you're in corporate America, you can't mix. You're not an independent business person, so you can't mix the two, and you have to be very careful because you don't want to leave until you decide to leave. But I found it was just kind of a shift in attitude, but it made a huge difference for me, and I thought it might help others on the call. But it was like, not how many can I do, but how many do I have to do, and where am I going to fit these in, rather than the other way around. And it seems like semantics, but it made a big difference.
Well, you know, they always say necessity is the mother of invention. And I'm pretty sure that there's not a whole lot ever would have been invented in the world. I'm sure that the guys trying to get the elephants over the mountains with Hannibal learned how to invent some good mountain Hannibal, you know, elephant climbing stuff. What do you guys want to bet?
Yeah, well, you know, Paula said another thing too, Rick, and that's the word attitude. It's the attitude of winning and making sure. And I heard something today that just absolutely just struck me. I don't know if it'll strike the rest of you, but it says the biggest gap in the world is between what we know and what we do with what we know.
Right. Right. That's right. And you know, you're absolutely right. And I'll tell you guys the way to win, and I mean this, and I'm not talking, some of you guys already know this, so don't think I'm talking at you with this. I'm just telling you, it's a mindset is, you know, and I'm going to use a Hannibal. I'm reading about, see, I'm not one to be reading, you know, like a lot of stuff that's theory. There's nothing that has never happened in history that isn't going to happen again, from John Paul Getty starting a company to, you guys know Andrew Carnegie didn't even know anything about steel. He knew nothing about steel, but he knew people that knew stuff about steel, and he hired them. You know, anything that's ever been done, no one had ever done it before in business. And I was reading about Hannibal and, you know, Scipio Africanus and their fight in ancient Rome, and you learn so much about leadership. And they were getting ready to cross the Alps. You know, the Alps are snowy. Can you guys imagine taking elephants through the snowy Alps at 15,000 feet? And they were all saying, there's no way we can do it. And he said, if we can't find a way, we'll make one. And I got to tell you guys, in this business, when you've got this on your plate, and everybody here has different sets of circumstances, the thing to make you successful is you have to do every week what Paul was saying. If I can't find a way, I will make one. When you're in business for yourself, no one else creates that way for you. You do it for yourself. That's the beauty of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur sees the variables, makes adjustments, and then creates it. In the words of Clint Eastwood in Heartbreak Ridge, improvise and overcome. That's the art of being self-employed. So as you set your goals, and certainly I'm not talking to you guys as much as I am to the general public listening, don't be limited by what you think you can do. Create. There's no way they could have gotten 2,300 years ago elephants over mountains, and somehow they did it. You get creative when you need to be. You know, have you guys ever heard anybody in a car wreck and lives for 2 weeks with no food or water? You guys ever heard those kind of stories?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I mean, if you would have asked that person before, you know, could you go 2 weeks without food or water, they would have, of course, told you no. Why did they find food or water? Because they needed to. And you'll find the greatest creativity comes in those moments when you've got to create. Hey, look, I've got a job, I got a family, I got responsibilities, and I've got a life I don't want that could be better for them. How do I take the variables that I have now and create myself freedom? Well, guess what? That answer and that solution will propel you to the top in this business. That is the number one reason people succeed. It's the number one reason that people don't. It's handling of those variables and then devoting enough time to this to make it happen, even when it's not easy, like on Labor Day weekend when we're sitting here on a call. But the bottom line, guys, something like this tonight is what makes you a champion. I just appreciate y'all being here. It means a lot to me. I would do anything for you guys, and I hope above everything when you come here you find it worth your time and that, you know, when you have busy things going on. See, I feel like I'm on this call tonight for my family, not away from my family. This is what I do, and to be honest with you guys are like family to me, so thanks for being here tonight, okay?
Thank you, Rick.
Welcome.
Awesome. You guys want to have a great week. We'll come back next week and talk about the previews more in depth, and that'll be a good thing. What do you say we start September lightning hot and firecracker? Let's have next month even more cool stuff to say than after this month. What do you say, everybody?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, and you know what? I'm so excited. Almost this whole team will be down here in 2 weeks together. I'm so excited to see you, and for those of you that can't make it down, we'll see you in a couple of weeks at the convention. But I'm so glad to see you all. I can promise you this. We are going to give you an awesome, well, at least as much as I can do. We're going to give you the best training possible that weekend and really send you home with some silver-tipped arrows. So that's my goal. So have a great one. And, hey, guys, tell me if you guys have any thoughts on that new process, by the way, even the folks listening, shoot me an email. Tell me what you think if it's more clear. The process is useless unless the newest person can read it. So as you guys show that to your new people, will you guys give me feedback on if it's more usable than the old one so that I know that it's functional? Okay, would you guys help me with that?
Sure.
Right. Sure. If you can't look at it and right away say, I get it, it probably isn't very duplicable. What do you think? All right, guys. Well, 1,000 blessings and more. Have a great one, and thanks for a great call. You guys are the best team. I've never had a team that I enjoy working with more than you guys. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye. Have a good evening.